Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frehill joins us this morning from Galway. Morning to you, Darren.
Good morning, Rachel. Yes, out and about this morning. I'm live from Ballybred, home of the Galway Festival. It's Galway Plate Day, one of the big prizes on offer in Irish jump racing. Still very early here, as you can imagine, but a little overcast, a little misty, but already the place is a hive of activity. There's a real buzz and excitement around as well. You can just feel it in the air. Great action here last night. Cordor took the feature, the Colm Quinn BMW Handicap. The horse trained by Dermot Weld and ridden by Chris Hayes. And I want to play a little clip from you from the winning jockey. By the sounds of things, Chris Hayes already has someone with plans for last night's prize money.
Look, he's a legend. He's a great little horse. And I'm very fond of him anyway. He's after earning me a few quid, so I like him even more now.
Well, as you said yourself, you've got gallop to pay for and fencing to pay for, so it's all good for that. And you got married.
Yeah, part-time farmer now. I'm married, so she'll be watching in. So I'd say an extension is on the cards as well now. So.
Oh, good man, Chris. Good luck with that extension. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by the clerk of the course here in Galway, Lorcan Weir. Lorcan, you've had a very early start. But first of all, could you tell our listeners what a clerk of the course is and the responsibility you have?
So, yeah, so we're responsible for, gathering all the pieces together and running the race meeting according to the rules of racing. And but that, you know, that would involve working closely with, even though I'm not commercially involved in a race course, but I work closely with the CEO Michael Maloney and the foreman Jerry Broderick, and our role is just to provide the best racing line we can on a daily basis. And a really good week for us is when all horses and riders come home safely, so that's basically what we do. So I basically on the day liaise with doctors and vets and horse ambulances if required. And but it's been an uneventful week in that regard thus far, so we hope to continue on that.
Yeah. You're a former jockey yourself, aren't you?
I was a very bad jockey, spent most of my life in the back of an ambulance.
Well, you know? Really?
So I was very very overrated jockey and underrated clerk of the course, you know.
What are your important jobs? You've been up here since 6 a.m. this morning. You've walked that entire track. What's the situation with this morning? Because there has been rain here overnight, hasn't there?
Yeah, little drop of rain, only 4 mils overnight. So the track isn't, it walks really nice. So we're official going today for National Hunt going is good to yielding, and the flat is yielding. So yeah, 4 mils. Forecast is for, there's a little bit of drizzly rain here at the moment. That's due to clear soon. And forecast for today and tomorrow are really, good days.
And for the non-racing person, what does all that mean? That's important information for all the trainers, the jockeys, the owners as well. Tell us why.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, they're making long-term plans to be here this week. So a going update, going description is some horses, wanted a little bit, better side of good, and other horses prefer more ease. I don't think that today's ground shouldn't hinder or hamper any horse. It's really, really beautiful ground. Yeah.
Can you give us some insight into the work that goes on to get this place ready?
Oh, it's just massive. And as I say, referred to earlier, Jerry Broderick, the course foreman, he does all the heavy lifting. He makes the magic happen. It starts effectively after our last meeting in October. That's when it finishes,
work,
it starts again. Then it's verti draining, reseeding, the whole thing. It's just a hard grind.
Yeah, well, just being here this morning, Lorcan, you can see by looking at the place, there isn't a weed. There's nothing out of place here, even in the parade ring area where I am this morning. Before I go, what does this whole festival, what does it mean for you?
It's magical. I'm always pretty amazed by the work that the lads do out on the track. And then, to hear the buzz from big crowds, for the big races, it's amazing, special place.
Yeah, okay, thanks for joining us. I know you've a lot more to do this morning, so we're going to let you go, but just to give you some sports headlines before I do, I should remind you, there's a 5:30 start here at the Galway races. The plate itself gets underway at 6:40, and as always, live coverage on RTE2 television. The homecoming event for the Irish women's soccer team takes place on Thursday, just outside the GPO on O'Connell Street, and the event will take place at 6:30 that particular evening. I know they're going to get a huge crowd out there to welcome them back. Daryl Horgan has re-signed for Dundalk. This is quite a coup for them. He left the club in 2016, moved to the UK, and most recently played for Wickham. I think he could be coming at the right time. In swimming, Róisín Éirín has just missed out on a bronze medal in her 100-metre breaststroke event at the Para World Swimming Championships in Manchester last night. And finally, Royal County Down has been confirmed as the host for the 2024 Horizon Irish Open.